Mix 93.3's Rockin' and Teresa Show, live from Mexico.
Good morning, Casey. It is the Rockin' and Teresa Show, and we are live from Mexico.
That's right. We're at the El Dorado Seaside Suites. It's so beautiful. Jay French got us here from Ultimate Vacations. That's u.vacations is the website.
You know, it's really weird because we had a lot go on the last 24 hours. I know you guys in Casey has been cold, but this, just because we're in Mexico doesn't mean we're drama-free.
Yeah, our life's hard, too. It's a little chilly.
A little chilly?
It's about 68 degrees.
I'm not talking about the weather. I'm talking about who's missing today.
Are you talking about our dear, sweet angel, Teresa?
Yes.
Let's talk about where she is. She's going to be totally fine.
Okay.
She woke up with some pain overnight. We found out she has an enlarged gallbladder. But she's going to be okay. She's just resting right now, and hopefully she'll be back with us in the morning.
You know, Sarah, who's getting married today.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us, third
mic. Absolutely.
You know, pretty much, I'm a little cray-cray, right? So when my day starts out, we had a bad day yesterday, and then today, Tara, therapy, said what?
I said, good morning, Rocket.
Yes.
I said, take a deep breath. Do you know what's going on?
No. My phones were completely dead.
He didn't know what was going on. He stayed out all night with some tequila. And I said, Teresa's having some health issues. We're going to be fine. I've got the morning mapped out. Steve is here. Everything's okay.
Well, last night I hung out with Sarah.
Yes.
Which was so much fun. You sang karaoke, voice of an angel.
She really does.
I'm not kidding you. I had a chance to introduce her to the crowd that was just joining us from all over the country, all over the world, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And just everybody, the story just had everybody just crying. And then when she got up on stage and sang, it was like riding a bike for you, wasn't it?
It was. I felt like a superstar. I mean, I had Rocket introduce me at karaoke night.
Nice.
So I felt like a superstar getting up there after that. So, yeah, no. And I loved it. It's been years since I've actually got to get up and sing.
Well,
and
you
stuff
studied
like that.
Music, correct?
Yeah, I did. Yes. And yeah, I sang all the time. I did a lot with like singing the national anthem and stuff like that in my hometown and stuff. So it's been since I've had kids, I've focused on them. And so it was fun to get up there and actually get to sing.
Well, all morning long, we'll be talking to you. You're our third mic since Teresa's
love
out.
It,
thank
yes.
you for joining us. We'll do some tabloid, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk more about the weather.
Mix 93.3, Kansas City's number one hit music station. Paparazzi ain't got nothing on this girl. Teresa's tabloid trash.
Starting the morning with some tough news. Washington State quarterback Tyler Helinski found dead in his apartment. Authorities saying it appears to be a self-inflicted death. And Kim Kardashian and Kanye West welcoming their third child, a healthy baby girl. Kardashian issued a statement saying, "We are incredibly grateful to our surrogate who made our dreams come true." And this news starts off in one way and goes in another.
Oh,
listen
boy.
Carefully,
like my
Rocket.
Life?
Yep. Justin Timberlake's first single, Filthy, got some mixed reviews last night. Okay. He debuted his entire album at an event in New York City. He said the album is a tribute to his two-year-old son, Silas, a name that means living in the woods. All right, now I'm very sorry he got mixed reviews because I love him. I love Filthy. But what I'm more concerned about is the food that was served. Can
Why?
You take a guess at what it was?
No.
Past apps last night included ants and grasshoppers. Would you eat that?
No.
It's about into the woods, so I guess
even
it checks
out. I can't even smell grasshoppers. Why would I eat it?
We took some grasshopper shots, though. That's a whole different
yes.
story. And KFC just started advertising recipes for mixed drinks using their gravy. That's right, the same stuff they give you in a cup to put on your chicken. There's a Bloody Mary with gravy in it, a bourbon drink with gravy, and one called the Finger Lickin' Sour. Here's their commercial. It sounds a little like a skit, but this is real.
An old bartender once told me a good drink needs good liquor. Well, I told him that a great drink needs gravy. Gravy cocktails. Gravy so good, you can drink it.
Amazing. And that is your tabloid trash.